welcome Sheba Giddens and Lindsay Daniel. They are representing the Balafon West African Dance Ensemble. Good morning. How are you two?
Good morning. We are rising into the day well.
Good morning. Yeah.
Very good. Let me just ask Lindsay if you could identify your responsibilities with the company.
Yeah, so I am the Managing Director of Balafon West African Dance Ensemble.
And Sheba?
I am a dancer as well as a flower. So I do whatever is needed in support of everything that we do.
Well, and it's nice to meet both of you. You're a relatively new company here in the city of Pittsburgh, if I understand it correctly. Is that right?
I would say relatively, I would emphasize relatively there. We are newer as a 501c3 nonprofit. So Balafon West African Dance Ensemble came out of a group that was performing for many, many years. It actually started in Washington, D.C. at the end of the 90s. And when our founder moved here to Pittsburgh, she kept dancing. She brought dance here. And also wanted to establish this organization. So in 2010, we formally became Balafon West African Dance Ensemble Incorporated. And we are back at doing a dance festival that we did annually. So that's kind of our newest thing in the last year.
That's terrific. Can you tell me much about your founder? It's wonderful that the organization came to Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. This is one reason why I was really excited to do this interview with Sheba. We have so many stories of Mama, and I'll tell a little snippet of mine. I was a dancer with her recently, really because she encouraged me. I met her back in Washington, D.C. in her gym class and just loved moving, loved dancing. As the turn of fate would have it, when she moved to Pittsburgh was about the same time that I moved back for grad school, and found her again and ended up on a stage. She eventually kind of nudged me and brought me further upstage and into a center role in one of the ballets that we did a few years ago. And so we have a very special relationship and from a dance mode. And then also, because I went to business school and was really interested in helping her to make the organization something that would be sustainable, something that she could leave as her legacy, I also had worked as a board member and a volunteer and a lot of those types of roles and administrative types of functions.
When the company moved to Pittsburgh, where were they housed?
Yeah, so we have really found space in a number of different places. So we literally were in the house of our founder for many, many years. It was basically a five-bedroom house that got converted into a one-room studio.
We also found place at the park. We have community collaborations in which we would share space with community organizations like Legacy Arts and Sankofa. So, you know, Mama was on location on demand, and she arrived wherever she was called to and wherever she desired. So we practice every and anywhere.
Very resourceful.
Very resourceful.
We'll say that about Mama Kadia too. She learned from her gym experience in Washington, D.C., that these are great spaces. We had a really wonderful relationship with Club One. Mm-hmm. So I definitely want to shout that out because we've met a lot of wonderful people.
Definitely.
Having a African dance fitness class that then transitioned into rehearsal for when we went to have a performance at the Kennedy Center. So it was really a really important space and a really great opportunity for us to meet a lot of people. And that was a main place, but we also replicated that in other areas of the city.
Well, I'm glad I asked you that question because I did not know that history. And you can learn more about Balafon's history at the website. It's balafon.org. Easy to find. But the Balafon West African Dance Ensemble has its Black River African Dance Festival. It's already underway. There are activities at Hope Academy and the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, and it's not too late to get involved. And can you give us a sense of some of the things happening today? We probably can't go through the entire schedule, but there's some highlights, I'm sure, that you'd like to share.
Yes, thank you for this lovely question. You know, we're starting the day with yoga, bringing our breath and minds and remembrance of Mama Kay into the room. And then we're going to proceed with two dance classes. One is going to be a dance trio, two-hour vibrant West African dance class taking you across the West Coast of the continent. And then we're going to land in Guinea and spend our time dancing with Muminatu Kamara. And on Sunday, we also have a class as well at Hope Academy. And then, of course, our shows will be this evening, and we have a show tomorrow during the day as well.
So much happening. What is the best way if people, if I were listening right now, I might be concerned that, oh, this is too involved. I should have known about this a few weeks ago. It's too late for me to engage. I know that isn't the case. You have activities planned for today and tomorrow, and I'm sure there is still room. How can people get a hold of you or simply get a hold of tickets to get involved?
Absolutely. It is not too late, and I would actually encourage people to go ahead and claim your spot at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. It's been a home to us, and there's kind of an intimate seating, so we want to make sure that you get one. Go to kelly-strayhorn.org/events, and you'll find the picture of Mama in a red dress. Just click that link there and get tickets. We have a number of different ranges of ticket prices, and we encourage everyone to come early. There's also a whole marketplace in the lobby at 6:30 this evening. So that's a very easy way for you to show up and really enjoy and experience African culture and maybe take something home with you, some beautiful jewelry, fashion. We say come on through. If you can't make it tonight, tomorrow at 3:00, that's Sunday, there's a 3:00 matinee, and we know a lot of kids and families appreciate that time. So we hope to see you there.
And if you check out the schedule online, feel free to pop up at the workshops. We welcome folks as they arrive. So you are never too late. Come and join us. Our vendors will be there, and we're excited to greet you.
You can find that all at balafon.org, balafon.org. I'm very glad to meet both of you and to learn more about the work you're doing. I hope we can do this again throughout the year. Lindsay, Daniel, and Sheba Gittins, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for your time and energy this morning.
Take care. And again, you can learn more about Balafon West African Dance Ensemble and its Black River African Dance Festival happening this weekend in East Liberty at balafon.org.